Mum, I'm off to work now. I'll just leave my laundry by the door then, shall I? Mum, is everything all right in there? Mum, are you okay?
Hi, you must be the lodger.
Actually, I'm her adopted son, Neil. Hang on, aren't you...
Yep, that's right. That famous guy off the telly. Clive Dirty Green Fingers Marshall. I presume you're a fan.
Of what?
Dirty Green Fingers, my hit gardening show.
No, sorry, never seen it.
Really? I find that hard to believe. Anyway, put it there, Neil.
I'd rather not shake your hand right at this moment, if that's all right.
Don't worry. I always wear protective gloves when I'm banging the chicks. See these digits, Neil? They're insured for £1 million each. Gotta protect them from overzealous fans like your mum. She's a rabid animal in the sack.
I didn't need to know that, thanks, Clive. And no, I'd still rather not touch your hand.
Suit yourself, Neil. Though I tell you, there are many who would happily cut off their right arm to touch one of these dirty green fingers.
Is that right?
Mr. Taylor, what are you doing, loitering outside my bedroom door? Have you been spying on my lovemaking again? You disgusting, filthy, peeping Tom.
No, Mother, I was just dropping off my laundry.
Nice pants, Neil.
Excuse me, do you mind not examining my smalls?
Oh, what have I told you about skid marks, Mr. Taylor? A man of your age should know better.
Mum, please.
And will you just stop calling me Mum, Mr. Taylor? It's weird and it's inappropriate.
Right. I better be off.
Oh, Clive. Come on, Clive. Give us a farewell snog before you go, my love.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Lovely.
Oh, and Neil, let me leave you with a quick gardening tip.
I'd rather you didn't.
Always prepare your soil before planting. Know what I mean?
Oh, Clive. Oh, I know exactly what you mean. You naughty little saucepot.
Till the next time, Jean.
Ooh!
Jean. Well, at least I now know your Christian name, Mum.
Yes. Well, quite frankly, I'd rather wish that you didn't, Mr. I can't wipe me bum properly.
Tea at six?
Yes, it is. And if you're going to go dogging beforehand, make sure you wash your hands properly before you come home.
Jesus H. Christ!
Sorry, Neil. I didn't mean to startle you.
Look, Seagull, why don't you just take a day off? You know, go and visit whatever it is that seagulls like to visit.
I could do that, Neil, but seeing as I'm not actually a seagull, but a founding member of the elite Seraphim Brotherhood of Angels, then visiting a shit-stained rocky outcrop really doesn't do it for me.
It's freaky. You know, you hanging around me all the time. I mean, even Tamsin introduced me the other day as the Birdman of Blackstones. And it's just the sort of thing that's bound to end up in my professional development file. You know, Neil works hard, but there are concerns about his codependent relationship with an incontinent seabird.
Hang on, Neil. We both know I've not been given any choice in the matter. God himself ordered me to assist you in your mission to, and I quote, take on the evils and injustices of the world. Not that I've seen a lot of that going on recently.
Well, what does he expect, Seagull? I'm a bookseller in a crummy little seaside town who can't even manage to kill himself properly. I mean, no offence to the Almighty, but what was he thinking?
Hello there! I'm Captain Tom Hargreaves, and I fly super fast jets for the RAF.
Okay.
Is this the guest house run by a Mrs. Taylor?
Yes, I'm Neil Taylor, her son.
Great. I've been recommended to stay here by one of the chaps on the base. Yeah, apparently she does a bloody good toad in the hole.
That's not a euphemism, is it?
Watch it, bird.
Christ! A talking seagull? I must get one of those. He could be my wingman. Wingman, get it?
That's right. My mother is renowned in Eastwater, in fact, for her classic English dishes.
I also hear that she drops her knickers for anyone and goes like a barn door in a force 10 gale. Insatiable, apparently.
You did hear me when I said that she was my mother, yes?
I did indeed. Well done, old sport. With a reputation like that, you must be very proud.
Wow. I've never seen a queue like this before.
Have you got someone famous doing a book signing today?
Well, not that I've been told, no. Mind you, Tracy rarely keeps me in the loop. That's teenagers for you.
I thought she'd recently turned 20.
Oh yes, I forgot. Tracy's all grown up now, isn't she? And could probably run a Fortune 100 company without so much as breaking a sweat. Oh, I don't believe it. Oh, it's Clive Marshall, look. There are pictures of him all over the window display. All these women must be queuing up for him.
That's awkward.
Is it? Is it really, Bird?
He's only just leaving himself off your mother.
Oh, well, big thanks for popping that image back into my head, oh heavenly comforter and guide.
Hey, don't mention it.
So, gorgeous, what's your name?
Carol.
Carol, that's a pretty name.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. To Carol, I hope my dirty green fingers will pleasure you forevermore. Yours, Clive Marshall, OBE.
Oh, wow! Oh, thank you so much, Clive. I'm so lucky.
Yes. Yes, you are. Next.
Tracy, why didn't you tell me about this book signing?
I did. I, like, you-zapped you about it last week.
You-zapped me? I mean, what does that even mean?
Oh, come on, Neil. Everyone's using you-zap now.
Well, I'm not.
Oh, please don't tell me that you're still using WhatsApp.
No, I don't use what's it up. I use email.
Email? Oh, my God. That's, like, only people, like, over 35 use that.
I'm over 35.
God, are you really? Poor you. Look, come and meet Clive.
Actually, I'm quite busy at the moment. I've got to...
Clive? Meet my assistant, Neil.
Oh, you again. Who knew you were Tracy's PA?
No, Clive, I'm not Tracy's assistant. I'm the assistant manager.
Well, if you ask me, this little fox doesn't need an assistant.
Look, just to be clear, I'm not Tracy's assistant. I'm the assistant manager.
From what I've seen, Tracy's more than capable of running the show single-handed. Aren't you my pretty little poppet?
Pretty little poppet? Sorry, Clive, but that's really patronising and sexist.
No, it's not. I think it's, like, really Bev.
Bev?
Yeah. No, Bev. You know, Bevalicious. Luscious. Licious. Delicious.
Tracy, Bevalicious isn't even a word.
Ah, young people. They run circles around us, don't they, Neil?
Well, speak for yourself.
Anyway, did your mother manage to get those skid marks out of the end?
Right, I better go and deal with those invoices.
Skid marks? Gross.
So, any more thoughts about cracking on with that divine mission of ours then, eh, Neil?
What? No.
Only... I understand that there is a lot of need out there in the world at the moment. You know, the sort of need that someone with your special powers should address sooner rather than later, don't you think?
Look, Bird, I don't have any special powers, all right? I can't die, that's all. Now, will you just zip it so that I can concentrate on these invoices? Oh, fuck. God's sake, was that you?
Sorry, Neil. It's all these greasy chips I've been eating. This seagull incarnation is driving me nuts. And to think, not that long ago, I was feasting on starlight in the eternal halls of heavenly bliss.
Oh, where's that bloody air freshener?
I thought I could just sneak one out, you know, without you noticing.
Oh, did you now? Ah, why can't we have windows that open properly? For God's sake!
He looks so gorgeous in the flesh, doesn't he? I mean, he's like some Greek gardening god. Oh, he's so toned and tanned.
Easy there, Edith. You don't want to spontaneously explode.
Oh, I want him to sweep me up and carry me off to his dewy bower, where we'll spend long, languorous days making sweet, passionate... Oh, Marjorie, can you smell burning?
You haven't done another one, have you?
No, I have not.
Christ, it smells like burnt old lady's feet. Ah, I can taste it in the back of my mouth. You see, your acrid fart has set off the fire alarm. You know, you really need to see a vet or something.
Neil, you better get down to the shop floor.
It wasn't me. It was the seagull.
What?
That farty burnt feet smell. It was the seagull. Oh, Jesus, it's got even stronger. You're disgusting. Go on, get out.
Neil, please. Please come with me now. There's been an awful accident.
Right, is everyone out of the shop?
Yes.
What on earth happened?
Well, one of Clive's fans just, like, burst into flames. It's, like, really awful.
God, she must have totally got overexcited and spontaneously combusted.
Right, well, that's what happens when you don't do a thorough risk assessment, Tracy.
What?
Neil, I'm not sure that this is really the time.
What were you thinking, Tracy? A bookshop is, by definition, a highly combustible environment. You know, chuck in a bunch of overexcitable, dry and flaky OAPs and you're just asking for trouble.
Sorry, Neil, but how could I possibly predict that, like, a pensioner would explode?
Well, that's what being manager is all about, Tracy. Expecting the unexpected. I tell you, if you can't stand the heat, then you should just get out of the kitchen. Well, in this case, the burning bookshop, which you've managed to do, of course. So, you know, well done, at least for that.
Oh, no. Look, Clive's still in there. Look, he's trapped in the gardening section.
Ah! Neil, this is it. This is your moment.
What?
Go on, get in there and save him.
Are you out of your tiny mind? The gardening section is chock full of large, glossy books. In a few seconds' time, it'll be a raging inferno.
So? Wasn't that long ago that you turned yourself into a human torch and jumped 300 feet off a cliff?
Yes, and it bloody well hurt.
Right, well, I can't just stand here and, like, watch him burn. I'm going in.
Okay, good luck, Tracy.
Neil.
Oh, right. Tracy, stop. I've got this.
Clive, are you all right?
Yes, I think I'm all here.
Neil, come on, let's get you to hospital.
It's all right, Tamsin. There's no need to fuss.
Ooh. But Neil, only moments ago you were totally engulfed by flames.
Yes, but I think I managed to dodge most of that fireball.
I'm sure you didn't, Neil. Look, I mean, all your clothes have burnt off.
Mr. Taylor, cover yourself up.
Mum, where did you come from?
Look, all your little bits are all singed and exposed. It's disgusting.
Did you not see what he did? He saved Clive. Neil is a hero.
Hero, my arse. I know, Mr. Taylor. Any excuse to get his dangly bits out. You should have seen him this morning, hanging outside my bedroom door like some creepy pervert he was.
Mum, please, not in front of my work colleagues.
What do you mean, not in front of your work colleagues? Look at you. You're stark naked. I brought you up to be respectable and proper, Mr. Taylor, and yet you choose to repay me for all my kindness with this gross display of exhibitionism.
But I've just saved someone's life, Mum. Doesn't that mean anything to you? Aren't you just a tiny bit proud of me?
Proud? What of you exposing yourself to these nice ladies and half of Eastwater? I think not, Mr. Taylor.
Look, Neil, I've got to get off to my next book promotion. But before I go, I just wanted to give you something as a token of my appreciation for, you know.
Go on, say it, Clive. Saving your life.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, Neil. I pretty much have the situation under control.
But Clive, I had to jump through a huge wall of flame and then drag you out from under that burning bookcase.
That's not quite how I remember it, Neil. But anyway, this is for you.
Oh, thanks.
Sorry that it's a bit charred.
And that it's dedicated to gorgeous Sophie. May your fruit taste as sweet as your smile. Nice.
Ah, well, you can just scribble that out and write something a bit more fitting if you like. I won't mind.
Oh, really? Great. So, thanks again.
Jean, could I grab a lift to the station?
Certainly, Clive. Of course you can. But no hanky-panky while I'm at the wheel. We don't want any more unfortunate accidents today.
I'll try and keep my hands to myself, Jean. But you know how it is. When the sap rises, my fronds will grow.
Well, I have to say, Neil, despite your initial reluctance, you really did step up to the plate today and perform your cosmic duty.
Cosmic duty? What a load of old bollocks.
Oh, come on, Neil. I appreciate that it probably smarted a bit.
Smarted a bit? You try having your feathers burnt off by a swirling vortex of fire. And for what? For saving some celebrity arsewipe from being incinerated by his own crappy books. I mean, how on earth is that fulfilling God's mission here on Earth,
Well, it's a start, Neil. And who knows where this one act of bravery might lead. Remember, God moves in mysterious ways.
Yes, well, talking of movements.
You can smell that, can you?
Yep, you could pretty much slice that one up with a knife.
Sorry, I've been trying out some bowel control strategies.
Have you? Well, maybe you should now just cut to the chase.
Right, so do you mind if I,
Be my guest. Go on, knock yourself out. How's that then? Better?
Oh, yeah. Much better, thanks. And you say that he didn't receive any medical treatment whatsoever?
Yes, that's right. After a couple of minutes of, moaning and groaning, which is only to be expected, he seemed right as rain.
I see. Well, many thanks for the intel, Gran. Security services depend on sources like you.
Oh, that's all right, dear. You know me. Always on the lookout for human-alien hybrids.
Yes. Oh, and really sorry to hear about Edith.
I know, yes. It was a real shame that she didn't get to meet Clive. We'd queued for hours, you know.
Yes, and of course, spontaneously combusting like that must have been an awful shock for you.
It was, yes. But, on reflection, I think it's how Edith would have liked to have gone. You know, with a bit of a flourish.
Right. Well, Gran, I'd better crack on.
Before you go, I was just wondering, if you're still sleeping with that nice young man you met at Cambridge. He was a lovely, lovely man. What was his name now? Vladimir something or other.
Sorry, Gran. Gotta go.
So, what have we got?
Definitely looks like an Alpha Red, sir.
I see. Right. In which case, I shall make the arrangements.
This episode of Eternal Strife was recorded during lockdown in the UK. Eternal Strife was written, directed and recorded by Bruce Windward and featured the voices of Angela McIntosh, Mark Crozer and Bruce Windward.